Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's going to be a whopper of a Wednesday edition. I got Evan with me right here in the world's headquarters. You know, a little under the weather, but doing his best. Evan, appreciate you showing up, man, because Fancy Bryant's in the happiest place on earth. You know, second happiest, right next to being here on the radio with me. So anyways, Fancy, I hope you're enjoying your vacation. And he'll be back next week. But this is an extremely big show. And I say that often, but today I mean it. Here's why. Former U.S. Senator Al Franken joining me in like 23 minutes on the airwaves. Al Franken, the only former U.S. Senator on tour. It's coming to the Barrymore Theater in Madison Friday night. Al Franken coming to the airwaves, joining me at 3:30. I'm pretty excited. And then Charles Franklin of the Marquette University Law School fame. Charles is a pollster extraordinaire, and he is going to drop the newest Wisconsin numbers at 4:30. And then we've got Ben Franklin joining live via Ouija board, just to see if anyone's paying attention. Apparently Evan was. He noted. No, Ben Franklin. That's a little bit of a joke. Ha ha. Dom at 5 in the happy hour. You can always be a part of the big program. Join us. 844-967-2789. Let's talk about the politicking going on. And we've talked a lot about the audio tapes. Lordy, there's tapes of Kevin McCarthy. And he's kind of brave with the Republican caucus leadership behind closed doors. His reaction to the January 6th. And I mean, hell, he called out a couple of his caucus, specifically, I think it was Matt Gaetz and Mo Brooks, said, you know, these guys are dangerous. Maybe these guys should be taken off Twitter, kind of like the former president was, you know, before they get somebody hurt. Hell, Steve Scalise reportedly said something to the effect, you know, the pressure he's exerting, Matt Gaetz specifically, upon Liz Cheney, hell, that might be illegal. You think? So, the latest on the Matt Gaetz, and, you know, this banter has been going around, and we have a quote from the local congressman, Glenn Grothman. Can't wait to share that one with you. House Republicans, here's the headline at thehill.com this hour. House Republicans give McCarthy a standing ovation, and they brush off the tapes. You know, because they don't believe tapes, apparently. Wait for Grothman's quote. Let me start here. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy got a standing ovation in a Wednesday House GOP conference meeting. The caucus loves his ass. After he addressed leaked recordings of his comments in the aftermath of January 6th, according to members and sources in the room. I was not there. I'll have to take it from anonymous sources. The action from McCarthy's colleagues marks the clearest symbol yet that the revelation may not have hurt his chances at taking the speaker's gavel if Republicans win the House. Well, let's see if we can prevent that. Now, McCarthy told members that the damning quotes from January 10th, 2021 leadership call, during which he said he would suggest former President Donald Trump resign if impeached, and wondered if GOP members could be kicked off social media, were simply the leader speculating on different scenarios. A little speculation. According to Rep. Robert Adderholt of Alabama, Republican, again, this is their caucus. Here's the quote. He just said that we're going to lay out different things of what could be. At this point, you know, I take his word for it. Well, the other day he lied, right? He said, oh, I never told Trump he should resign. And then the authors, you know, new book, and apparently they got tape. They had tape. They had literal tape, and they dropped it the next day. And Kevin McCarthy, you know, proven a bold-faced liar. And he came out yesterday, if my memory serves, and McCarthy said, well, you know, I only suggested I might do that. I never actually asked the former president to resign. Well, clearly you lack courage, sir. Anyways, back to this, because I want to get to Grothman here soon. The message during the Wednesday meeting was that Republicans need to keep pressing forward with what they're doing to win control of the chamber after the election. Even the conference's most conservative members said that their constituents are more concerned about high food and gas prices than what McCarthy said, and saw news of McCarthy's comments as an attempt to divide the conference. I'd like to divide their conference, surely. Several members added that they had not listened to the tapes. Oh, I don't need to know. I'm going to keep my head in the sand. You know, better to not know. Isn't that what they used to do with Trump's tweets? Oh, I hardly even looked. Did he say something? I'm unaware. Can't comment. That's what they used to say. Here are some of the current quotes. Here's one from Rep. Barry Loudermilk. Loudermilk. Not quieter milk. Loudermilk from Georgia. This is a distraction, folks. Come on. This is simply a distraction by the left trying to drive a wedge in a very unified Republican Party in a very unified conference. Oh, they're unified. Here's Congressman Glenn Grothman, as the former president used to call him, and he just let him do it. The Trumpiest of all the congressmen, he was voted, literally, Glenn Grothman from Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. Grothman's actually his name, but, you know, Trump called him Grothman. So he called himself Grothman, seemed like for a while. But anyways, Grothman said he had not listened to the audio and warned that not everything in the newspaper can be believed. Unless you're a member of the press, nobody gives a damn about January 6th, Grothman said. Nobody cares. I don't even know why we have these conversations. A little bit more here. Not every member was willing to completely brush off the tapes. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene said that she spoke in the conference meeting and hoped to see McCarthy and Minority Whip Steve Scalise will apologize for their comments about Rep. Matt Gaetz. How dare they cast aspersions at Matt Gaetz, the one that's accused of trying to, what, turn a mob against his colleague, Liz Cheney, in a perhaps illegal or dangerous fashion. Here's what Marjorie, or what we call her, Perjury Taylor Greene. All we need to be accountable for our words. I've had to do that before, and that we need to apologize when we say something wrong. Oh, yeah, you not so good on the apology part, Perjury Taylor Greene. Greene said that it was hurtful to hear McCarthy suggest members be removed from social media, but said his team has been helpful in assisting her with Twitter after her personal account was banned from the platform. So McCarthy's trying to get her back on, I guess. A lot of this stuff is just drama that the American people don't care about, Green said. Heard her on Righty Whitey Talk Radio today, Marjorie Perjury Taylor Green, over on Clay and Buck. Anyways, one last quote. Matt Gaetz, you know, he stood accused of perhaps targeting violence against his colleague, Liz Cheney. Here's what he had to say. Gaetz was less forgiving and said he confronted Scalise in the meeting, asking for reasoning behind his comment that calling Rep. Liz Cheney anti-Trump was illegal. He didn't have one. It was pathetic, Gaetz told The Hill. I think it was a little worse than that, Gaetz, but whatever. McCarthy had said Gaetz was putting people in jeopardy with his remarks following the riot. He was particularly concerned with the comments the Florida Republican made about Liz Cheney. According to the Times, she had already taken heat from Trump supporters after being critical of the then president. Well, let me bring you, fine audience, with me. to a little article. Greg Sargent, the plumb line at the Washington Post. This one about Tucker rhymes with Tucker Carlson over at the Foxy News. And the headline here, what Tucker Carlson's fury at Kevin McCarthy says about the GOP. And Evan, do we have this sound? I think there's still time to play it. Let's play a little snippet of what Tucker rhymes with Tucker had to say on the Foxy News last night. Play for the people.
Kevin McCarthy of California told his close friend Liz Cheney that he hoped the social media companies would censor more conservative Republicans in Congress. Donald Trump, the sitting president, had already been silenced by those companies, but McCarthy wanted the tech oligarchs to do more, to force disobedient lawmakers off the internet. Quote, quote, can't they take their Twitter accounts away too? Those are the tape-recorded words of Congressman Kevin McCarthy, a man who in private turns out sounds like an MSNBC contributor. And yet, unless conservatives get their act together right away, Kevin McCarthy or one of his highly liberal allies like Elise Stefanik is very likely to be Speaker of the House in January. That would mean we will have a Republican Congress led by a puppet of the Democratic Party. So you wouldn't know any of this. And Kevin McCarthy.
Ooh, that's got to sting a little. Kevin McCarthy is a puppet of the Democratic Party. Tucker rhymes with Tucker, Carlson said on Fox News. Now, I thought this was a unified caucus. You know, giving the standing O to Kevin McCarthy. Not for his courage, of course, because he didn't actually, according to him, ask the former president to resign. So they're not saluting his courage. It's not because he did the right thing. The right thing, of course, in their mind is minimizing the January 6th, moving on from the January 6th, not holding any of his caucus terribly accountable, certainly. Hell, man, get them back their Twitter accounts if you can. So we're going to come back. More conversation about Kevin McCarthy. And you cannot call yourself a unified caucus if you don't have the support of Foxy News. Come back with us. Al Franken joining me very soon. I'm very excited. Al Franken, first time I've ever had the former senator on the big show. If you want tickets for Friday night, you better call the Barrymore Theater. I think they were nearly out. They may be out. I'm not sure if there are any tickets left. But Al Franken coming to the Barrymore Friday night. The only former senator on tour. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. It will be a whopper of a Wednesday edition.